this week on shooting the shit with friends and sometimes family. I'll be talking to Colin Baldwin, who's currently out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Steel headquarters, where the Steelers live, I guess, the team, sports and shit. I don't know. Let's do what he has to say. Let's catch up. Colin, let's take it away. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Colin, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Dude, just welcome to my podcast. It's called
Your podcast.
Cool. Yeah, man, it's called Shooting the Shit on Saturdays with my friends and possibly family. I know, right? So, dude, what's happening? How was basketball?
Basketball was great. I am organizing my life to leave Pittsburgh now.
You're doing your what?
I'm organizing my life to leave Pittsburgh. I brought too much stuff that I didn't need.
Nice.
And I have to fit it all into a super legacy that's falling apart on me. So.
Nice. Dude, that's exciting. That's a little Subaru legacy. That's
pretty
cool. 2005. Nice.
Super Bowl ancient.
What's still good gas mileage? Or not really?
No, it's the years. The bottom is like rusted. The muffler I have held on with the big strong zip tie. And, and the bunch of check engine lights are on. So.
Well, hey, you know, they're number one in safety. So I guess you got that going for you, possibly.
Yeah.
What happened to the Acura? Or is that with your sister?
I sold that like 2 months before they told me I was going here.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Years.
Yeah, right? Are you going to watch the big fight tonight?
I don't know where, but yes, I want to.
Who do you think is going to win? You're working in still? Well, I mean, if you're an athlete...
I thought I'd be working, but...
okay.
We finished early, so...
Nice. Dude, good for you. I was going to say, if you're in an Apple store, I'm sure they have TVs somewhere, or like an iPad you can kind of like...
I think it's a 20 foot by 14 foot TV.
Wow, feet.
it's called the video wall. It's pretty badass.
That's fantastic.
I wish I could put the fight on that. But.
Yeah, right? That'd be awesome. It'd just be you in a like pristine Apple store.
Yeah, it's a million dollar video wall.
Really? Wow. Damn.
Pretty badass.
Fuck. I want one of those in my apartment. I'm staring at my like little piece of shit LG like 32 inch screen. That's still on my Casper mattress box.
You can't compare yourself to Apple, though.
Yeah, right? I don't know. In time, I guess. But no, it was crazy.
When did you start doing a podcast?
About a week ago.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just testing out new formats, trying to figure out, you know, what's going to work the best. But I think for
an advised format, you should warn your followers before you do this.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about that, but I think it's also fun just to be like, hey, surprise, you're on.
True.
And then we just, you know, we just shoot the shit as, you know, what Saturdays are for.
I kind of like that. It's a little different.
Yeah, right? A little surprise. A little surprise and delight. I just had an egg sandwich, and it was too hot and burnt my mouth, so now I'm pissed off.
I did pasta this past week.
I do know.
Literally burnt shit on my mouth.
So knowing that you're in Pittsburgh by yourself, have you just like had like meals by yourself like in restaurants? Because I've always wanted to do that.
just
myself in a restaurant.
I do that at Red Robin all the time.
Yeah.
But I prefer sitting at the bar, to be honest.
You prefer to what?
I don't usually sit like at a table by myself. I sit at the bar.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm talking like, you know, going to a restaurant, sitting down at a table just by yourself. And then
I did that at TGI Fridays for lunch on Friday. You got endless apps and it was way too endless.
endless apps, and don't they have like half price like tropical drinks? Like the ones that come in like.
Well, I had to go back to work, so I couldn't really do that.
Gotcha. It was apps for endless. So endless apps, endless fun, and just no one to share it with.
Yeah, I don't mind it, though. I really don't mind being a Steven Glansberg.
Yeah, Steven, dude, I was Sometimes like, when I wait for Kendall, I'm just like, fuck, like, Kendall, hurry up. I'm just sitting here by myself like Stephen Glansberg, who is looking at me like an idiot.
It actually bothers you? I don't mind it at all.
If I'm waiting for somebody, it kind of like, I'm hungry, I guess. Yeah. But if I'm just like by myself, then that's like, I know what I'm getting into, then I'm totally cool with it. But if I'm like waiting for somebody, I'm just like, oh, hurry up.
I kind of like it. I'm an introvert in a lot of ways, so I kind of like it.
Yeah, right. That's kind of cool. You know, it's a little piece of solitude. But I was going to say, yo, I'm seeing Sanchez and Jimmy tonight as well. We have we're going to the Stumble Inn. I don't know if I told you that. But for the fight.
You did tell me that. I'm pretty excited.
Okay. Yeah, we'll FaceTime you in. Maybe we'll do a follow up to this.
You'll do a follow up interview.
Yeah, a follow up call.
Podcast.
To see how the rest of your day went. That'll be kind of funny.
I don't know if you can do it's difficult FaceTiming large groups of people. I found when I'm missing out, the FOMO doesn't get any better. It gets worse.
Gotcha. Maybe we won't FaceTime you in, but we'll send Snapchats or pictures of us just not having fun in the corner or something like that to make sure.
Nah. I like knowing you guys are having fun. I like knowing that, but it's hard to communicate via FaceTime with big groups.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Smiling at your boys.
Yeah, smiling at your boys, smiling away. Especially with my phone, because like, my phone's all broken now. It sucks.
Isn't the 8 coming out soon? Are you waiting on that one?
Am I what?
Isn't the iPhone 8 coming out soon? Are you waiting on that?
Yeah, that's like the main reason. Like my phone's bent, my speaker's broken, my glass isn't cracked, which is plus. But other than that, yeah, I'm just holding out for it. So we'll see. Hopefully, it isn't as large as the 7. I like the 6 size. So if they could keep it that size, that would be tight. I'd be a big fan of that.
Size as much.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the 7's too big for me. But then again, I said the same thing about the 6.
Well, the 7's the same size as the 6.
No, the 7's bigger.
No, I have the 7. I use my case from my 6.
Dude, I have the 7 too, and I use it, and it's bigger than my 6.
Nope.
Yeah, it is. Nope. My work phone is bigger than my home phone.
I'm using the exact same case I use for my 6.
Maybe I have a different size than you. I don't know.
The only thing that doesn't fit is the camera's a little weird, but it still doesn't block the view of the.
Right. Oh yeah, because it has like the wider, depth sensing camera.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
Which is just something you made up in your head, Scott.
Oh, you know, you're totally right. You know what it is? Because I have a case on my 7. Yep, that'd do it. That would do it.
Yeah.
That would do it. Damn. All right, well, you know, the more you know. That's pretty exciting.
How's your hangover treating you?
Dude, way better. I did a workout on this new app called Jixo, and it was really fun. I, like, ran 3 miles and did, like, squats and push-ups and stuff on the West Side Highway.
3 miles on the West Side
Yeah.
Highway?
Yeah, so it was a pretty nice way to kind of kick the hangover. Although, I almost did throw up, though, which wasn't fun. But now I feel better. Yeah, I feel better now. I had chocolate milk. I had some eggs. I'm probably going to get a slice of pizza from across the street because I can smell it. Yo, it is so... Wait, go on, sorry.
But I'm about to dive into a bowl of pasta. Have you heard of the ketogenic diet?
The whose diet?
The ketogenic diet.
The ketogenic? What is this one? I've heard of paleo. I've heard of...
It's like paleo, but it's essentially just all fat.
Like good fat or bad fat? Or just
well,
fat in general?
It doesn't really matter. It just needs to be like... It's like 4-to-1 fat to protein and then like hardly any carbs.
Oh, dang. How's that going for
you? It has a lot of really good... I'm not doing it. No, I'm not there. Uh-oh. But it's just... Like, I've read like a lot of good things about it, especially like related to health and... Eating, like,
health
cancers
and wellness.
And cancers and seizures and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. I would say like that's the one thing I'm having the most issue with. It's like I'm doing the work. I can work out. It's fine. But it's like actually eating right. It's like, dude. It's like I just cannot have a cheesesteak at 4 a.m. Like last night I had two plates of halal at like 4 a.m.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was fantastic. Right from the guys. Like, oh, dude. It was 53rd and 6th. It was the most amazing 4 a.m. treat ever.
I mean, for some people, it's just calories in versus calories out, and if you work out enough, you're fine.
Yeah, right? That's kind of my motto. Dude, it's so funny living in an apartment. Like, this one guy across from me, he just sticks his arm out his window to smoke a cigarette because he can't smoke in his apartment.
No way.
It's so funny. Hold on.
Wait, across the hall? Across the street?
Across the street. No, dude, it's literally the funniest thing in the world. This guy is, like, I've seen him, like, a few times now, and it is just hysterical.
I don't understand it, man. I don't understand that, like, people that are, have to do it that badly.
He
wakes up in the middle of the night to smoke a cigarette.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, I couldn't live like that. It's like, I walk down the street in the morning, and I just get like that, you know, like that nice, like, 7:30 a.m. cigarette smoke in my face. I'm just like, ugh, why? Why?
That doesn't bother me as much as some people, but I just don't get being a slave to a substance like that.
Right. I agree. I'm probably,
alcohol. It's like you're laying in bed and you're really tired and, like, you have to fight every single cell in your body to get to bed. That's the only time
right.
you get it.
Right. I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I still can't, like, I don't know. Something about just having to inhale smoke just doesn't do it for me. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. I mean, if we talk about brownies, as we know.
What about a campfire? Campfires bug you?
No, I love campfires. That's totally fine. That's, like, a good smoke.
Yeah, I think that's just mental for you, then.
Yeah. Probably.
Same shit.
Yeah, same shit.
I mean, cigarettes are much, much worse, but...
Right, because, you know, there's nicotine and, like, cancer and all that, but... Campfires are cool and chill, but actually warm.
But I'm sure if you smoked a campfire 4 times a day, it would cause cancer, too. Sure.
If I smoked a campfire... Or if I just had a campfire.
Like, no, I'm saying, like, the amount of people ingest smoke from cigarettes, that they ingested that same amount of smoke from fire from a campfire, it would probably cause cancer, too.
That's, I mean, you're probably right. I think I'll have to set up a trial, get some test subjects, throw them out in the wilderness. Maybe we can use, like, a bunch of Boy Scouts or something.
or you can just come up with a new cigarette that's campfired.
Yeah, that'd be no nicotine, just wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like little shreds. Yeah, it's like little shreds of wood. I don't know, we could do it.
Yeah,
we could market
harsh.
That. That'd be kind of funny.
I could be catching out in Brooklyn.
Yeah, dude, this guy, I mean, he's so funny. It's so funny. But then, all right, so you come back soon, and then, dude, Game of Thrones. Are you all caught up or no?
I'm caught up. I'm very caught up. Caught up in the waiting to find out.
So do we think the dragon is going to spit ice or blue fire?
Blue fire.
Blue fire? I mean, that's the easy way out, but I really want it to, like our Kuno, like, ice beam the shit.
I don't think it's going to do either one.
No, it's just going to be dead, but, like, bite people?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to do any of that.
Oh, that would be like that. That would be so lame, though.
What about, like, snow out of his mouth? Like, yeah.
Just like, a bunch of snowflakes. It's like, oh no, it's snowing hard.
Blizzard conditions out of his mouth.
So, like, ice,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Yeah, that'd be sick. That'd be cool.
I think it just won't do anything. Really. He'll just be able to ride it wherever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, and it's like bite people. No, I mean, I feel like it has to be able to spit something. Otherwise, how is it really going to battle another dragon? Because, like, then the dragons can just breathe fire at it, and then it can't, like, it just can't touch them.
Well, it'll battle other dragons because he's throwing fucking death spears off the top of it.
I
think you forgot that part, Scott.
That's true. He could have a fucking, you know, like, ice spear quiver on his back when he's, like, hunting dragons from the sky.
Yeah, exactly. That would be her dragons.
Yeah, that's kind of badass. I would say, did you see this? So there's this meme on the internet, and it's just like that scene of that one White Walker passing the spear to the Night King, but it's replaced with Gimli, and it just says at the very end, that still only counts as one, like from Lord of the Rings, I died.
that's such a Lord of the Rings joke, Scott. I don't know if I get it.
I forget that you don't like
I don't mind Lord of the Rings, but
dude, gotta get with it. You gotta get with it. Oh, I'm hungry. I need more food. I'm
Who
definitely.
Who are your other guests on your podcast?
My little brother and Kendall.
Yes.
So yeah, dude, it's pretty exciting. I was gonna say with that, I'm gonna go get more food. And this has been Shooting the Shit featuring Colin. Colin, thanks for talking to me today, man.
It's been real. Thanks for having me,
Seth. I miss you, and dude, I'll see you soon.
Like 2 or 3 weeks.
Two or three weeks, baby. And then we go to California.
And that's it.
Oh, dude, I was talking to Will this morning. He's saying that we should all go to Japan for snowboarding this year.
Yeah, he said that too.
I'm in.
I mean, I'm down.
I'm in. Count me in.
I'm not sure I'm ready for it. But,
I will run my credit card through the roof to go.
I'm going to try to get better at snowboarding first, but I'm in to do it.
I think if we go out there, I might need a bigger snowboard because mine's like a park board, and like that's like the straight pow-pow.
Yeah, exactly. I've never snowboarded on powder before.
Oh, so, dude. It's enlightening. It's something
exactly.
Like it.
Japan, that's going to be the first place, but I'll be out near Mammoth. I can try that before I go.
There you go. Oh, dude, when you go to Mammoth?
What?
So when are you going to Mammoth?
No, Mammoth will be near me in California, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
So I'll go up to Mammoth out there.
Yep. Rover, oh, that's so awesome. That's going to be so cool. I'm jelly.
Stuck.
All right. Colin, again, thanks again. Talk soon. 3 weeks, baby. We're getting Reunion Surf Bar. We're going. Shitty flat tequila. And $8 beers, man. That's going to be awesome.
I'll pull an audible, but I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, later, brother.
Thanks, Pat. Later.